Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Ippolito Cataneo, who's CEO at Ajax Resources. Hi today, Ippolito.
Zach, good afternoon to you. I'm well and confident as ever regarding our company's future.
Right, well, you may be confident, but the recent past, the shares have slipped. Is that due to profit-taking? Is it due to being summer? Is it due to metals prices? What's going on in your mind?
Well, we can certainly exclude the profit-taking because we are at an all-time low in terms of our share price. So that's not the reason. There are a few factors. One is the summer, that obviously was a dark period for any small cap stock because people tend to be offline. And the macro factors of, you know, the uncertainty, the instability in the Middle East, and metal pricings, which are still at record highs, but have fallen back from, you know, golds that are around the region of $4,000 an ounce. It was past 5,000, as you know, a few months ago. So, you know, there's a few concomitant factors that have come together and caused a decline in our price, which has been felt by many other similar companies to ours. Today, the news, we believe the news today was the best deal that we could possibly do in the interest of the company. It's a good deal. We've divested or signed an agreement towards divesting Eureka. We've acquired two projects, one of which we had already announced in December, which was a target of ours, called the Rakaite project in Argentina and in Jujuy province, which is a very interesting exploration play. And then another project, which is right next to our flagship project in Argentina, which is called El Salto, which is nearby to Macacha, which is a project we plan to start drilling in the very near future, subject to our EIA approval, which is now expected imminently. So we're a company, just to give, to circle back on who we are and where we're going. We're a company with a market cap as of now, as I'm speaking, of roughly just under £5 million. We have more than half of that is in cash, and we have a presence across Brazil, Argentina, and soon Chile, and possibly Spain. We've just announced a deal there, and our focus is, you know, the criticism sometimes that we get from people who don't understand the story or need to familiarize themselves more with the story is, well, you know, is this a scattergun approach to acquisitions? You're just buying projects around the world, and you know, how are you going to fund these? You know, what's the idea? What's the strategy? It's not clear. In reality, the strategy is very clear. What we do is we opportunistically buy projects with significant historical expenditure on very advantageous terms. And then the goal is always to delineate a resource in accordance with JORC, and then take the project forward to production. So the key, you know, we have two drill campaigns that we publicly announced will be starting soon. One is, of course, Macacha, which is the earliest one in Argentina. It's a copper-silver project with an existing historical resource of 6.6 million tonnes at just under 0.7% copper. Which we think has the potential to multiply in terms of resource size, because we'll be testing, not only are we seeking to expand the oxide, copper oxide target, but we're seeking to test the sulfide, copper sulfide target, which has previously never been tested, and we know it's there because it wasn't dissected. And then also bring out the silver mineralization that was completely ignored in past drilling campaigns by Alexander Mining, which was a name-listed company back in the mid-2000s, which had commanded a sort of 30, 40 million market cap, fundamentally on one project alone, which was the Macacha project. Well, it was called the Leon project back in the day. We've renamed it to Macacha. So that is our flagship project. And then, of course, a point that can never be forgotten is that we are the only UK-listed company, as far as I'm aware, which has an investment from Appian Capital Advisory, which is a $5 billion private equity fund. One of the most successful funds in the mining space, that have just short of 5% of our company. And as part of that deal we made with Appian, we've acquired the Pereira Velho project in Brazil, which we believe has up to 1 million ounces in the ground. So, you know, we're about, you know, by the end of the year, and news will follow on that. I can't speak to you too much about it, but we publicly announced our intention to drill that project. So that's something I can talk about freely. But the timing will be communicated by way of regulatory news. But we, our goal is to drill both projects definitely before the end of the year. So we're now entering a phase, and we just decided an option for that Spanish project, which is drill ready. That's a copper project, which again doesn't have a JORC resource, a JORC compliant resource, but has been a historical producer of copper, and has a significant amount of work that has been done. And again, what we'll be doing there is subject to DD. We'll be exercising that option and drilling that project and publishing a maiden resource. So, we're entering a stage now where our share price has never been lower. We have a cash position, which I would challenge any other comparable company to have. I don't think we have any similar competitors who have a cash position we have. We have no debt. We have a CEO in myself who is the largest shareholder of the company, and a board which has, just under 25, by my estimations, about 25% of the company is held by the board. And we have Appian on board again, which no other company has. And we're about to start potentially three drill campaigns all at the same time. So, I don't think even the most cynical and negative investor will see upside from the current rock bottom share price we have now.
Right. So, assuming that I am the cynical, horrible, rude investor, isn't it the case that actually people have forgotten the bullet points that you've just talked about? They've forgotten about, as indeed maybe I had even, the Appian influence, no debt, large management stake in the company, all these things that you've maybe haven't said in recent months or haven't reminded people because people do forget. And you also have the issue that in the London market, every other company, every third company perhaps, is an explorer developer with a hot shot promoter and very little under the ground.
Yeah, that's right. So look, as a management team, we need to take accountability for what we get wrong. And I'm the first one to, as a larger shareholder, I hold my hand up and sort of say mea culpa, that there are things that we have got wrong, clearly. One is that we haven't been communicating well enough. That's undeniable. We don't have an investor presentation, which we are now working on, so we'll be getting that out, because the problem is we've been moving so quickly that we've struggled to really put a good presentation together. So now that's our chief goal, is actually communicating. We're not going to be buying any more projects. We're very, our funding supports the structure we have now. The focus now is delivery. I want to come back to the market with outstanding drilling results and showing every investor, even the ones, especially the ones who are negative, to show them that, we did our last fundraiser at 8p, and I thought we were very undervalued at that level. That we will hopefully smash through that level on the way up, making good returns for those who joined us at the current rock bottom pricing, summer pricing entry. And we move into the double digit share price territory, which we have always aspired to be located in. So that's the goal, and we have a project in Brazil which can already has a non-JORC compliant resource. We've got Macacha, which has an existing historical resource. We've got the Spanish project, which the previous drill campaigns confirm the mineralization. So I don't want to be the CEO of an exploration company which is just drilling potential areas of mineralization with the kind of the casino, the sort of roulette approach to, well, if we get it right, shareholders are going to be extremely rewarded, but if we get it wrong, we lose everything. We have a strategy whereby the risk is as mitigated as possible. We are only drilling projects that have either been previously drilled. So Pereira Belo in Brazil is doesn't was not a past producer, but has already been drilled by Appian. They've invested roughly about $5 million into the project already. So all the projects we have, they have a common denominator of being projects that already have, proven mineralization. We know there is a resource there. So our goal is to come back to the market with JORC compliant resources and then present that valuation and say, well, we have four projects, primarily in South America, but opportunistically also one in Spain, whereby this is the value of the resource. And then the next step and the strategy will be, okay, well, how do we How do we monetize these projects? Do we divest them? Do we take them to production? We don't have a history as a producer, so it will be inevitable that some of the projects, perhaps if we prove them up to their potential, will be sold, but others will be taken to production because we want to be a revenue generator. In addition, it shouldn't be forgotten that we've also been a founding investor in another company, which I think is extremely exciting, which is Revalley Resources, listed earlier this month. Again, the share price has declined in that, but it's, low volume declines in a summer period. That company has applied for the two largest uranium deposits in Italy, and Ajax is just over 15% of that company. That is, if you look at a peer review comparison, once those two licenses are issued by the Italian authorities, the valuation will be many multiples of where it is now, just by doing a peer review comparison of comparable stories. So obviously there's a lot of skepticism on that. People are saying, well, get the permits first, then we'll see. But the reality is we have no other applicant has got to where we are today. So, going back to the cynical, nasty investor standpoint, which I think is a very useful way of looking at any stock, we've got, so many value catalysts, such a good cash position relative to our current market cap, and so much news on the horizon that I think our story is compelling. Of course, I would say that I'm the largest shareholder and the CEO of the company, but I think I'm quite objective, and I, if we get things wrong, we will own up to them, and we'll discuss them very, very freely and very directly. So I see a lot of value in our story, and I think come September, when gold will probably be consolidated around the 4,000 mark, copper as well as just below record highs, when that trajectory begins once more, I think we'll be seeing some interesting trading in our stock.
But isn't it the case that just on a practical basis, there's so much going on at Ajax that you almost like you require like a daily podcast to keep an eye on it? I mean, obviously you had the spin-off, the Revealed thing, the Revealed thing, and all the other acquisitions that you've had. Very difficult to keep up with that.
Well, I mean, look, I'm a young guy. We've got a young team with a very experienced chairman, and there's going to be people joining our board. We're talking to a lot of high net worth, ultra high net worth people in our networks that like the story. We've been very lucky that we've been able to raise money at a premium each time. So we did a fundraise at 4p when we joined Aquis, 4.5p, 5.5p, and then 8p. So there's been a crescendo of value each time. Let me dispel any kind of notion that we'll raise money anytime soon. We won't. We won't raise any equity, especially at these levels, in the near future. So that's another thing that some people have been asking me, that definitely won't happen. We are, as we publicly announced, we're seeking to list on the Euronext in Oslo. We think there's a lot of investors that we can reach out to in Europe. In fact, one of the things I've been doing, and I'm going to start redoing over the coming months, is doing a lot of investor events in Europe. And so that's all in preparation for our Oslo listing, which we feel needs to be done once the news is being delivered, and the summer period is coming to an end. So our goal is to do it by the close of summer. But of course, definitions surrounding when summer ends. I think September is probably now a summer month. So that's the goal, and that the goal there is not only to get more exposure, but also to get more appreciation and understanding of the story. Right. What I want to communicate by way of this interview is that the strategy is very coherent. It's not a scattergun approach. We are funded for what we're doing, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it. And we will prove the naysayers wrong by way of delivery over the coming months. And I really look forward to that.
Well, so do I. And in the meantime, Ippolito Cataneo, CEO at Ajax Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.